Let's stay in California now, where on Monday, state lawmakers reached a deal to make California a so-called sanctuary state. The bill in Sacramento would bar police and sheriffs from asking about a person's immigration status. It also prohibits them from honoring detainer requests from federal immigration authorities. The bill is expected to pass in California's assembly this week, and it's all happening while the Justice Department in Washington says it will hold back grant money from any jurisdiction that makes itself a sanctuary city. Well, California wants to be a sanctuary state, and that's why Marisa Lagos is here from KQED in San Francisco to help explain what's going on in Sacramento. Marisa, welcome.
Thanks.
So I described a little bit about this law, but round it out for us and tell me how it's going to work in precincts and in sheriff's offices throughout the state.
Yeah, so, I mean, this deal is the result of months of negotiation between law enforcement and the governor and lawmakers who really wanted to just all out bar any contact or cooperation with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The deal reached Monday essentially says, as you said, like, they can't hold people in jail specifically for ICE to pick them up if they would otherwise be released. That's actually not something most sheriffs are doing right now anyway in this area because of a court decision that said that could raise constitutional concerns about, you know, unlawfully holding somebody. But it, you know, could matter if that is overturned. I think the bigger thing that the sheriffs are, and the reason the sheriffs are still opposed to this, is it basically says that unless someone has been convicted of one of some 800 crimes, mostly felonies, in the last 15 years, they can't communicate with ICE at all. So that means when you get booked into a jail, your fingerprints get run and sent to the feds anyway. So they know you're there. But, you know, the sheriff couldn't pick up the phone and say, you know, hey, Marisa gets out on Tuesday if you want to pick her up before then, assuming I didn't have a criminal record. And so, you know, the sheriffs are basically still crying foul, saying that this is impeding their ability to protect communities.
So the sheriffs, many of the sheriffs are against it. A lot of other types of police might be for it. California is a state and an assembly that's controlled by Democrats. Why was there a deal here at all? And why didn't the forces who want to just stick it to the Justice Department push it through?
You know, I think the governor is the main reason. Jerry Brown is sort of famously, I don't know, all over the map on in certain issues, I guess you could say. He has a lot of respect for the sheriffs. He's had a good working relationship with them as he's pushed his own criminal justice reforms in California. And I think he deferred to their judgment on this. You're right. When this bill came out, it really was a stick it to Trump. It actually came out in December. The president of the Senate's original plan was to get it through immediately on a supermajority vote and have it go into effect right away. That got stalled. And so I think that what we really saw was the governor coming to the table in the last like 3 weeks or so and his staff and saying, look, you know, we're not going to sign this unless we reach some sort of agreement.
So they dialed it back a little bit, but there's still some interplay here with the Trump administration and the Justice Department. Marisa, how is the AG Jeff Sessions been reacting to the nation's largest state becoming a sanctuary state? Is there fear of retaliation in California?
I would say that among law enforcement agencies who have benefited from the grants that we're talking about that the Justice Department has, you know, threatened to cut off, there is concern. I think more broadly on the state level, I mean, what the president of the Senate, Kevin DeLeon, has said is like, we don't grovel for a couple million dollars. So I think that, you know, from my conversations in the Capitol, the governor's concern was not as much this money, which isn't chump change, but it's not billions of dollars, for example. I think it was more this issue of making sure that, you know, that police can sort of protect their communities. We haven't heard a reaction from Sessions this week. In the past, he said, yes, this is a sanctuary bill and this would fall under our definition. You know, those cases are still playing out in court. California has already joined one of the cases with San Francisco, who, you know, is already under the law considered a sanctuary state. So I think it depends. I don't expect that we'll see that Jeff Sessions say, oh, this is more nuanced, so, you know, go ahead with your sort of pushback on our policies.
And we saw a lawsuit coming from Los Angeles as well. Marisa, we're going to let you go, but popular support for this? Are the politicians feel like they're on solid ground?
I think they do. I mean, this is a very blue state and immigration issues have been everything we've done is to protect immigrants in recent years, not to roll back protections.
Marisa Lagos with KQED in San Francisco. Thanks, Marisa.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.